This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
When I hear these stories, I'm always skeptical. I don't want to spread disinformation. I don't want to be one of those people that's forwarding stuff that isn't true, and it turns out that it was too crazy to ever be true at all.
Yeah.
But I'm reading this one straight from a news channel, and this is taking place in Vermont. The Vermont Department of Health sent this out as an actual social media post about inclusive language for families. And they actually said that they aim to center health justice and address all forms of racism and oppression in their policies. And they told parents that they should no longer use the terms son or daughter, but instead they should use gender-neutral language. Now, I'm not getting political here, but I am going to say the government doesn't need to tell parents how to raise their kids.
No.
You know, just like I wouldn't tell someone who had a kid that wanted to use gender-neutral pronouns whether they could or not, they don't need to be telling parents who don't choose to do that whether to do it or not.
But don't they kind of already tell you how to raise your kids?
They have to
get certain vaccines. They have to go to school.
Okay, school is required, but you can do it at home if you like. Vaccines can be chosen not to participate if it has religious beliefs. So you can opt out of every one of those things in your own way.
Why don't the government want to jump in when I'm trying to figure out homework or something that's hard? My kids. I'm like, having a tough parenting moment? Where's the government then? No, they're not around me.
Now, I wouldn't have believed this if someone had just told me. I would have said, oh, this is, you're just stirring up trouble. It's one of those things where they trick you into thinking it's true. But they went on to say that the language we use matters. And when talking about family, it's important to use terms that cover many versions of what a family can look like. They also went on to suggest that you not use a phrase such as, they wanted to make sure you didn't use home or something that talked about being a home because it would exclude people who were in prison.
What?
And they wanted to, yes, they wanted to make sure every family, no matter, quote, what they looked like, was included. So they would say that you have to use terms that can cover what many different versions of a family look like. Here it is. It says, don't use the word household members, but use family members, because household members doesn't include incarcerated individuals and step siblings.
Well, I don't think I've ever said, hey, our household members.
Right.
That's
but the
not
fact they're
I
even
use.
Worrying about it is just yeah. absurd, that they're telling people, don't use gender pronouns for your children. Mm. Don't call your son. Don't call your daughter. And then they're telling you to make sure you use certain terms so you don't accidentally exclude Uncle Johnny, who's in jail for forgery.
Is Uncle Johnny the one mad, or they don't want the kid to feel left out because Uncle Johnny's in jail?
Yeah, I don't think Uncle Johnny cares. I think it's the school system.
Well, see, Johnny, he got there on his own. Because,
exactly.
I've known people in prison. I mean, they are excluded for a moment of time until they serve their time.
That's exactly right, Kato.
Why ain't Uncle Johnny at the family reunion this year? He didn't come to Christmas you either, Mama.
It's not the family reunion.
I'm sorry,
it's the
household reunion.
Whatever. But the whole thing is just, it's absurd that they're actually sending this stuff out and telling people these things about raising their children. It's insane.
Yeah.
The only thing I know is to resist. I mean, you know, if you feel like, all right, the schools, I don't trust them, then homeschool or find a private school.
I don't trust myself enough to homeschool. I barely made it out the first time.
Honestly, I don't trust you to babysit, to be honest.
That's fair.
Well, you kids have whatever you want to.
You just have to decide what's more important, pronouns or spelling. And if you don't care about spelling, then go ahead and homeschool them.
Hawk, I'll babysit your kids. I'll get them real good and sugared up, and then I'll send them home.
You can't call it babysitting. They're teens now. It's teenage sit.
Teen sitting.
Yeah, teen sit or household sit if you want.
This is another example of how they're changing the terminology. I used to babysit my kids, and all of a sudden someone's like, you can't babysit if you're their father. I'm like, I'll call it what I want to call it.
Yeah.
You don't get to tell me whether to call it that or not.
Might want to rethink that one, Tom.
They're like, that's just parenting.
A lot of moms in the upset are going, really?
Don't give their dads, the dads, any ideas.
All right. Well, just so you know, if you see this one, it is not spam. It is not made up. It is real. Vermont, they are actually telling people not to call their sons or their daughters daughters.
Before you know it, we're going to have to call, like that Hank Williams Jr. song, instead of family tradition, it's just a household tradition. Why, Hank, why do you drink?
Because of these rules.
Why do you roll smoke?
Also because of these rules.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, what kind of dipper are you? Now, we're not talking about Skoll or Copenhagen. We know what kind of dipper those are.
I think I'm a little dipper.
Are you a little dipper?
I'm a big dipper.
Okay, you a big dipper?
I'm a dip. I put my hand up on my hip. But then I dip.
You dip.
And dip. We dip.
What kind of dipper are you? You know, with the holiday season coming on, you're going to go to parties. You're going to see that whatever, big cheese, melted nacho cheese there, or melted chocolate. Yeah, we'll see what kind of dipper you are when it comes to that kind of stuff. Even when you go to the melting pot, you go with some friends, you're like, I'm never going with that guy again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not a double dipper.
Yeah, double dipper is not a good dipper. But 18% of people admit they are double dipping.
I don't think double dipping is bad if you're with friends that are close enough or family.
Okay, so you're with your spouse. Obviously, it's okay to double dip because you're French kissing them, right?
It depends on where we're at.
Right. And you got to know the friends. You better make sure your friends are okay with that, because I am not.
Okay. Right. Kato is not a double-dipping friend, so I hide it when I'm out with him.
Now, I have, like, if I've got a big tortilla chip, I'll dip one point of it, take a bite, and then I'll flip it over to where it hasn't been in my mouth.
It's still kind of double-dipping.
Kind of is.
I feel like it's dancing with double-dipping. Why not just break it in half?
Well, I've done that too,
Because what you're doing, you're breathing on it as you're taking that little bite. And then you're taking your cooties and that bacteria and dipping it back in that melted cheese.
Yeah, when you do that home kind of bite.
Somebody here's a little too paranoid.
All right, I'll try my best not to do that again.
Okay, so double dippers. 18% of people admit to being a double dipper.
I'm a double dipper, so just don't eat with me around if you don't like it.
Do you forget, though, or do you just do it out of rudeness?
You know, I do it more out of frustration with someone like you that's like, oh my God, you may have breathed on one side of it.
Well, it's one thing, like, if I'm doing it with my wife, but let's say this, do you drink after, like, your, spouse?
Yeah.
Like, okay. So they've got a Pepsi there or Coke or whatever.
Glass
They're
of
drinking
wine.
It. You're okay. Mm-hmm. So you'll drink out of it, too.
Why wouldn't you?
I'm just curious.
Would you drink after your spouse?
Yeah, we do that. I'm okay with that. And I'm okay with double dipping with her, but with somebody else, it's just different. Do you let John drink after you?
Or? I was hoping you weren't going to ask
No.
me. I don't like sharing bottles with people. I don't know what it is. Like, my water bottle, that weirds me out. But I don't mind if he drinks, like, some of my wine or something.
Her wine bottle. Don't ask for a glass.
Yeah.
That's one serving.
Just chug it like a classy lady.
You definitely don't want to have to drink after toddler sometimes. It's like, Daddy, let me have a drink of your Coke. And all of a sudden, you got chunks in your Coke.
I know someone who has teenagers that she won't drink after. She goes, I don't drink after any kid.
Yeah.
That's crazy. They were a part of her body at one point.
I don't judge her for that.
Had a friend and said that she has, like, people that, like, a coworker, germaphobe, does not want to drink after anybody. and they had the same Stanley Cup, got it mixed up during the day, drinking the other Stanley Cup, and then had to do the switch back so that person would not faint to go to the hospital.
And what's worse about that is they have a straw, and very few people actually clean those straws.
No. What? Yeah.
I think that would be fun. Be like, oh, guess what? We swapped for the day. Didn't even notice.
But you know, I recently was on a trip, but there was 13 of us, and we're the type that somebody, oh, I made this drink. Try that. Oh, I want to try it. And we'll pass the glass around. We don't care.
So you're in like a herpes group.
I mean, nothing's broke out. Yeah. You're a double dip, too. I mean, it's just the crowd. Like you said, if you know who you're around.
Yeah.
All right.
It doesn't matter. But
well, and plus, you just have to look for open cold sores. If it's not actually showing, you're okay.
Yeah. And we know we come forward if we've got that.
Okay, good. Good.
Well, when it comes to dipping.
We let people know we got
there
it.
There we go.
Hi.
Hi, Kato.
Not me.
Yeah. 43% say they are big dippers, especially when it comes to cheese. Cheese trumps the big dipping because you only get that big old chunk of nacho cheese on your chip.
I don't care as much of that as I do when you got the 5-layer dip or you want to get all 5 layers or 9-layer dip.
And why they always get the thinnest chips for that?
I know, right?
Yeah, and they break off.
Then they complain because your fingers touched it a little bit.
Going back to the cheese, I get embarrassed sometimes or feel bad if I'm in a Mexican restaurant. Somebody orders the queso
because
it ain't cheap.
Uh-huh.
And I watch them dip their chip and they'll just lightly coat it.
Well,
and I'm over there scooping up a big scoop.
Yeah.
Sometimes I might use a spoon to put under it so it don't drip on my menu.
You're looking for that chip that's shaped like a spoon so you can get as much as possible. You're like, oh, this one's going to get a gallon.
And I wonder if they're looking at me going, wow.
Yeah.
You know, Kato.
Yeah. Stingy with your cheese.
They're like, guess he's not lactose intolerant.
Or then they order it and you didn't want any at the time.
Yeah.
And you got regrets and you're like, man, that looks so good. I just want to get just a little bit of that cheese. I hope they don't eat it all.
But if you got to hurry because it'll congeal.
All right.
It'll harden up on you.
I like that. That little skim over the top. Like,
I love that word, congealed cheese.
Yeah. But you got like the cheese skim on the top, or like when your mama makes white gravy or any kind of gravy.
You like that?
Yeah, it's got
that turns into like a leather.
It's got, yes. I like that. I like that part
of
it.
Okay.
We should sell it. Just take the skin off the top and sell it in sticks.
This is gravy skin for you.
Cheese skin slices.
That's nasty. All right, 17% are dainty dippers.
That's what Kato just described, those other people.
Dainty dippers. Yep. And then 13% say they're the little dippers. They prefer just the nibble approach to their dipping.
Mm-mm.
But you see that, and they just get like the little bit to the corner of their chip. I mean, you can't even taste the cheese or the chocolate.
So they're basically double dipping for sure.
Yeah.
Well, that's the person who's not sure if it's spicy, and they can't do any spice. So they just do the teeny tiny edge, and then every time they're like, nope, too spicy.
There you go.
And these are two topics, because for me, the cheese, I don't double dip.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting a big enough dip the first time that I'm eating the whole thing.
Right. Yeah.
But when you're doing like the 9-layer dip, that's when you find yourself needing to do another dip.
Or if you got the chocolate and the strawberries, because those strawberries are big. It's like, you know, you take the one bite of strawberry.
I feel like it's a whole nother conversation.
When no one's looking, you go ahead and double dip.
Well, if nobody's looking, you didn't do it.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
You know, speaking of food, I learned something new. Do you know that spaghetti is plural? Each individual piece is called a spaghetti-o.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, spaghetto is what is an individual piece of spaghetti. Together.
Okay,
is.
It's not a spaghetti-o, it's a spaghetto.
Spaghetto, yes.
There's a difference.
Spaghetto.
Because spaghettios are like just the worst possible you could have.
You know, it'd be kind of funny to go to a restaurant and you're like, I don't want the spaghetti, I just want a spaghetto. And one meatball, please. Just wrap it around like a little toupee on the head. There's something for you. It's a lot of fun.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, the world is changing so fast, and if you don't adapt, you're going to get in trouble.
Yeah.
Because there are video cameras and there's recordings everywhere. So you can't go and do the ding-dong ditch that we used to do growing up, where you would ring the doorbell and run off. We had a friend of our kids do it. We sent the video to his mom.
Yeah.
It was that simple.
Even...
Well, we just wanted to let her know what he was doing. He didn't get in any real trouble because we were friends with him. Mm-hmm. It was goofing off.
Why would you tell on him?
Because he was ringing our doorbell all the time.
It's funny.
Not when it was your doorbell.
We did it.
I'll tell you what's not funny is that they're rolling your trees with toilet paper. Like, because a lot of times now, the floodlights will come on. And you can see the kids out there doing that, even. Like, if you have any motion in your yard at all.
That's what I was saying. Yeah. You can't get away with anything.
I've had that happen to me a couple of times.
Yeah.
I think my neighbor's kids, when they were younger, and they actually come back and cleaned it up.
And
so
then,
nice.
Then you install those cameras to make sure nothing happens to your house. You can go outside and you use the bathroom in the middle of the night, like outside.
No, that would be you.
All of a sudden, the floodlights come on. It's like I wanted to display there. Oh, I forgot I put those in.
Well, I wouldn't do a lot of these things anymore because you know there are so many cameras.
Right.
But apparently this guy has not gotten the memo because there's a porch pooper in Louisville, Kentucky, and apparently he's targeting the same house. This dude has really leveled up his classic pranks.
Not to be confused with a party pooper.
Yeah, very different.
Yeah.
That is still acceptable. Not encouraged, but acceptable. A porch pooper is not acceptable.
Then you had the guy that got the poop in the Amazon package the other day.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
What are people doing? What are they thinking?
We got to go.
I guess.
Well, this guy in Louisville, Kentucky keeps pooping on the same person's porch, and the local news is calling him the porch pooper. He's done it twice already, but he's visited the house at least three times. He walked up to their door last Sunday night, looked inside, then left. He came back the next night, and the security camera got his pooping on video. He trots up the front steps, pops a squat on the front of their doormat, and unloads. We do have a picture of that. It's been properly censored, but it is pretty funny that we can post.
No, we can't. Why would you do that?
Let because him just it shows Google his it. Face.
Let him just Google it.
I want him to see his face because this guy is an idiot. He's going to get caught.
Well, a lot of times, you know, you get in that routine and you do it the same time a day or same, you know, he might be running every day or walking, doing his exercise and like, oh, you know what? Here's my stop.
It's dark outside.
That's what I'm saying. You got people that do exercise at night because it's cooler.
Okay, you're making excuses for a guy that's pooping on someone's doormat.
I'm just explaining that this is might be what's happening.
No,
you don't know. He could, maybe he needed a restroom.
Poop by the tree. Don't poop on your front doormat.
Well, he can't see by the tree. The porch light's on for him to be able to see.
Uh-huh.
You don't need to see. That's absurd.
You got to know when you're.
Well, the guy who lives there says he tried to confront the pooper, but he was already gone. He's a fast pooper, and his identity so far is still unknown, in spite of some fairly decent photos and videos of him.
Well, and you see all the videos, too, where people get mad in a store, and they just do it right there.
All the videos? I've seen one.
Oh, no, you go online. It's like a lady got mad, and you just all of a sudden she does it, and then she shakes the bottom of her leg. Yeah,
in the malls, I've seen it in the malls.
Yeah, it's weird. I'm like, that's the way they're going to get back at somebody, is poop their pants And then it goes on the floor. Like, the person's just sweeping that up. You got to clean up your whole, you know, undercarriage when you get home.
Oh, but see, I don't think it's always you're mad at them or trying to get back at them. I know someone who has a business that the public visits at times.
Yeah.
I got to be careful. And all of a sudden, they found evidence on the floor in one of the areas of the business. Mm. And they went back and had it on camera, and they know who it was.
Oh, wow.
More or less a client, if you will. So they knew who it was based on the video. But how do you approach somebody?
Well, I'm confused. Did this person do it on purpose?
Well, I mean, I don't guess it was an accident. You saw them just got to shake it out of their pants.
Wow.
They say they do it like in dressing rooms and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes you're not sure. That? You're like, where's the toilet paper in here?
Not shy about the whole thing. But I feel like I'd be like, everybody turn around. Don't look at me. Don't make eye contact.
This conversation has gotten much deeper than I had expected.
We were talking about poop.
I mean, this guy was on a porch, but...
I mean, where did you expect this to go?
I didn't expect it to go into businesses.
Well, okay, but I'm like, people are doing this everywhere. You said they got cameras. Yeah. It's like they don't care. They do it even when they got cameras now.
Go out on Lake Joe Cassie and tell me where you're going to go.
Well, that's fine. You're underwater. The fish poop there, too.
The water's too clear.
Not anymore.
Well, there's an island we found.
Oh, my gosh.
We renamed it.
Oh, no.
Poo-poo Island? It's Poo-poo Island. We better make a stop here.
This is why we can't have nothing nice.
We grilled out hot dogs there.
Yeah.
Hot dogs.
On Poop Island.
Oh, my God.
Joe Cassie is a beautiful lake.
Not anymore.
I don't want to do that, though, in the lake. You know, I'll do number one, but not number two, because you're sitting there, you're swimming or whatever, and all of a sudden, I mean, how do you get away from it?
You start hearing dum-dum.
Like, swimming real fast away.
Well, I just hope it'd be mine, not a friend.
There's something bad wrong with y'all.
You started it.
Good thing is, Joe Cassie, there's no cameras.
I know.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, do you follow the fashion rules? Because after Labor Day, we can't wear any white, I guess. No white belts, no white boots, none of that stuff.
I will not be following it because I have a really cute white dress that I haven't worn yet. And I'll be wearing it on Friday.
I never thought that applied to anything except for men in suits. I thought you weren't supposed to wear like white slacks and white suits, but I didn't think women couldn't wear white dresses.
Oh, it's a huge deal.
Yeah.
But I also read that it comes from like way back in the day when they were trying to separate the classes. So they were like, we're just not going to tell them, like, so that all the regular people would keep wearing white and they would look peasantry.
Right? That was not in the research I have for the history of not wearing white after Labor Day.
Well, she did her toy research.
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
She gets at the same remnants. Place that she found out about the head transplant.
Yeah, that's right.
I was waiting on that.
So, a couple of theories here. Before the days of air conditioning, white attire or clothes was lighter to wear on the dog days of summer because it reflected the sun. Now, since Labor Day traditionally marks the end of summer, wearing white naturally would fall out of fashion. And that's just for practical reasons. Then there's the one that Tori kind of talked about back in the 20th century. Many people, especially the well-to-do families, they would go off or out of town, out of the city to some kind of summery, you know, place like a lake or a beach or something like that and wear the white there. And then after Labor Day, they would come back to the city and they would put on more practical clothes, not white, because the people go, oh, they got their white clothes on. And then after a few centuries, we all caught on and it trickled down to the masses. And that's why we like can't wear a white belt anymore after Labor Day.
That's extreme. But I don't own a white belt to begin with.
I don't know anyone who does.
I don't have any white pants either.
You got white underwear.
Not anymore.
Tiny whiteys, that's what they call them.
I actually don't have any white underwear.
I don't either anymore.
Well, they say nowadays that people...
I've got like, you know...
Zebra stripe.
No, I got like olive green. I got maroon, blue, and gray. It's a pack that came from Hanes.
You got four pair. That's
well,
nice.
Those are my favorites.
You know what? You do have... I have favorites, too. It's like I wear the same ones over and over again.
It's funny because I got some that are tighter, feel tighter than the others.
Yeah.
So if I'm putting in a fresh new pair of jeans that might feel snug, I'll put on the tighter underwear to fit everything
in. I know what you're talking about.
I got my Calvin Klein's on today.
And then, Tori, you've got your certain bras that you probably feel more comfortable. I know my mom has her certain kind of bras that she likes.
It amazes me you're comfortable just saying that.
Yeah, I don't feel comfortable.
We're girls. Girlfriends talk like this.
It's like just underwear in general. Like most girls I know, they have that.
Anything not underwire.
Okay.
Then I'm okay.
Most girls I know don't talk to me about that kind of thing.
Well, come on. You know why.
You have a point, Kato.
Okay. There's a reason why. Okay, so fortunately, they say fashion rules have become considerably more relaxed now. Yeah. So it's okay these days to wear white every day if you want to. Every day of the year, you got white sweaters that might be coming up and stuff like that. So it's that specific etiquette rule is thrown out now.
Well, and I don't think it applied so much to your top. It was more like no white dresses, no white denim or... what's the other thing that's not denim that's also
linen.
Pants? Well, yeah, that too. Yeah.
Well, you asking me about fashion. I haven't shopped in 5 years for clothes.
Okay.
And when he did, he was buying clearance then.
Yeah. I was buying Plato's Closet.
There you go.
I'll be hitting them again soon as kids get your clothes sold so I can go check them out.
Well, anyway, it's okay to wear white if you want to, according to the experts. Now, the experts do agree on some other fashions that you don't wear. You don't wear a tank top after you have shoulder hair. That's not that's an etiquette rule you need to follow. If you got a bunch of back hair or shoulder hair, don't wear a tank top.
People are not following that rule.
What is it, man? I mean, sometimes it's like a big old Sasquatch. And it's puffing out all over the place, even with a tank top. Or when they're wearing like a white shirt and it's coming out the top like a Chia Pet coming out.
Yeah, with that gold necklace wrapped up all in it.
I mean, what's happening there?
It's God's joke on us that he makes us lose our hair and our head, but it doesn't stop growing anywhere else. Ears, no, shoulders.
Legs.
Yes.
Yes.
It is.
I think it is.
Okay. He does a lot of cruel tricks.
Experts all agree on this one. Don't wear Maker's Mark or Kirkland Signature if you're under 60.
I don't know.
I don't
agree with that at all.
I mean, I find some shirts like Sam's.
I do too. I like that one.
I don't mind. They have Clemson shirts, Carolina shirts.
Okay. Don't wear a mullet unless your answer to the name is Skeeter.
Yeah. Or Morgan Wallen.
That's true.
He shaved his.
Daddy, I don't keep up with him.
He'll grow it back, I'm sure.
And then the experts say don't wear Crocs.
Period.
That's it. Yeah, period. Just don't wear Crocs.
You know, everyone loves to do that, but Crocs, first of all, sell like mad.
Yeah, people love them.
And second of all, they're comfortable and useful in the right circumstance. I got a pair sitting by my back door. It's what I use to go take the trash out.
I saw a guy at the beach, had Crocs on, obviously, when he was at the beach all day. He took them off, and there's like dots all over his feet like chicken pox.
But Crocs are good for the beach, except for that part.
Absolutely.
Just got to spray your suntan lotion in the holes.
You know, could you just take a finger of suntan lotion, stick it down that hole for me? I can't bend down, honey.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.